Okay, we're learning Simin Shinchav Gimel, which is one long sif. We're at the last page, the fourth side in your copies. It says page 294 on the top, I believe. And we're up to the most important halacha, or difference between Chutz La'aretz and Eretz Yisrael. The other differences, Kaina Maseya Beis Agranai, Spittel Barayv, are things that come up, but come up infrequently. The din of Min HaMukiv, though, is very halacha l'maisa, a little confusing. And fortunately, we have Mishnah Brura on the topic. And someone will tell you, there's no Mishnah Brura in Yeridaya, so how could you have Hilchas Chala? The answer is that in Hilchas Pesach, where it talks about baking matzahs, Simin Tuf Nun Zayin is entitled Din Hanhogas Chala B'Isus Matzah. So let's learn what it says here, and then go to the Mishnah Berurah.
Which point?
We're going to start from the second line. I'm sorry, you have the other print. In Shinchav Gimel, the end of Sif Aleph, before the final Ramah. Somebody help him, please. Where it says, V'imrotz alechol tchila v'akach yafresh chala. Again, in your copies, it's page 294 on the second line in the Mechaber. Now, okay, now we know that the normal way of taking challah, you make a dough and you separate some challah from the dough. That's the normal way to separate challah. So the Shulchan Aruch here writes, Imrotza lechol tchila va'achakach yafresh challah. If for some reason, we'll figure out a reason later, a person wants to eat first and separate challah later. Because he baked it already, and it's already a baked version, and he still has a separated challah. He wants to eat first and separate challah second. B'chutz la'aretz mutar mipnei shein ikra ela midavrayim. In chutz la'aretz it's permitted, and after the Ramah he'll say, "Avach challah Eretz Yisrael le'achalat she'yafrish." Now today all challahs the rabbanon, because there's no roiv yishvel le'an Eretz Yisrael. But in Eretz Yisrael it's called ikra de'raisa. Because in Eretz Yisrael, it has potential to be deraisa, and therefore the major difference in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz is that in Eretz Yisrael you're not permitted to eat something that needs challah separated from it. It's treif, it's not kosher until you separate challah, and in Chutz La'aretz a person is allowed to first eat the challah and then separate. This comes up primarily on Shabbos, where a person has Shabbos challahs, he wants to eat, and if it happens that, let's say, his wife remembers, "I forgot to separate challah." So in Eretz Yisrael, there's no eitzah. In Eretz Yisrael, there's no eitzah. You have to put it aside and not eat it until after Shabbos. It's not kosher. It's tevel. But in Chutz La'aretz, we have this kula that you're allowed to eat the challahs, leave over some, and after Shabbos, separate challah from what remains. So that's the halacha that the Shulchan Aruch is saying. We just had yesterday, we're learning Masechta Shabbos. On Shabbos, the Mishnah says, Shloisha Devarim Tzarech Adam Leimer B'sech Beisai Erev Shabbos. You have three things you're supposed to say in your house on Erev Shabbos. Asartem, did you give Meiser? Araftem, did you make an Erev Chatzeris? Hadiku Asaner, light the candles. The Shulchan Aruch adds a fourth. Beis Yosef, the Mechaber adds Asartem, Araftem, Efrashtem Chala, and Hadiku Asaner. He is separating Chala. Why he is, I mentioned yesterday, that in Chutz Loretz, you don't have to ask Efrashtem Chala. Because if you didn't separate challah, so b'di'evit, you'll have an eitzah. You'll be able to do it. But all right, it's good. That's what the Ramah says. The Ramah says in Chutz La'aretz you don't have to do it. But the Mechaber, the Beis Yosef, was in Eretz Yisrael. So in Eretz Yisrael, he added that you have to say Efrashtem challah. So we don't know. Most Mishnayos, we assume Rebbe was Masadar in Eretz Yisrael. Whether it was originally said in Eretz Yisrael, we don't know for certain. But now,
when you do true
Now, I just want to say, we don't say asartem because we don't give meiser from our wheat. We don't have Eretz Rodica wheat. And we don't say araftem because we don't make Erev Chatzeres. We make once a year. And Mishnah Berurah says, Amini gives me Erev Pesach, Erev Pesach. So we don't say asartem. We don't say araftem. So afrashtem chala, we don't say because you could separate on Shabbos. If you want, you can separate on Shabbos. Now, listen to a chap. From what is it? The Knesset Yecheskel. Bir Alocha brings the following chat. He says, when Erev Pesach is chal on Shabbos, Erev Pesach is chal on Shabbos. So you remember what we do? We wake up early, we daven Shabbos morning early, and then we eat the suda before this man iser. We leave over some bilkalocha, some pita people like, and then we eat it and we flush away whatever crumbs remain. And our wives get all nervous, and that's the way we do it. On Erev Pesach, Shechalias B'Shabbos, you have no Eitzav, you didn't separate challah. Because you can't be Mafresh challah. Well, what is it? On Shabbos, if you have a challah, and you didn't separate challah, you put aside a piece for after Shabbos. But here it's Chametz. Here it's Chametz. So you can't separate it. You have to flush away whatever Chametz remains before this man Isser. So the Bir Alocha brings that when Erev Shabbos is Chal Yisam Pesach, then when I'm sorry, Erev Pesach Chal Yisam Shabbos, then Erev Shabbos you have to do what says the Shulchan Aruch. You have to ask your wife a first time Hifrashdam Chala, because the whole reason of Chutz Laaretz you don't say Hifrashdam Chala is because B'diavad it's going to be mutter. But like this, you don't have a B'diavad, so sure you have to put this on your calendars. When's the next time? It's a long time, I think. The next time, Erev Pesach to Shabbos, so that's just chab. So Mendy wants to make a gzera, say it every Shabbos, because they're Erev Pesach to Shabbos. You make whatever gzera you like. It's. I should hear, the Gemara says, when you say these things Erev Shabbos, tzarech lememrinu benichusa. Gemara says you have to say it calmly, but the Musar is not, you have to say, of course the Gemara tells you to say it calmly. The Gemara says, Tzarech lememrinu benichusa ki hechid ilakablinu. Gemara says, if the Gemara says say it calmly because you have to have good midas, all right. Musar says, no. Gemara says, if you want your wife to listen to you, you have to say it calmly so that she should be makabel. Because if you don't say it calmly, then I'm makabel, it's a waste of time. So Rabbi Reisman said, "Rabbi Reisman said, 'Come, Rav Ashi, the Gemara, Rabbi Barfuna, it's not good enough.' Okay. So you say it calmly. What? It's also Shabbos to be mafrish. I should have mentioned because of mezi kimisakin. It's mezi kimisakin. We once mentioned that a ruchnius tikkun is not a tikkun in makom bepatish." Makapai is only a physical tikkun, like the Dubyan Mishkan. What? Asartem is a gzeira of mechzik and misakin. So that's what we're saying. Even though it's a tikkun that makes it edible, but it's a salacha that can tikkun. The tikkun ruchani is not a issa deraisa, it's not makabah patish, but it's a drabon on a mechzik and misakin, like tikkun oskalim. Tfilas Kalim, one of the Gemara says four reasons it's also. One reason is Mezik and Misak. Looks like you're appearing.
So when you do Truma, you could eat the, or beforehand, you could eat the grapes as you're doing it. So would you be able to eat this challah as you're mixing the dough with this spoon? Because if you can't.
No, there's no heta about Akroi. You mean Akroi.
So that's why it says you want to eat it now, but you want to lick off the spoon and your stuff. So
no, we're talking here that. Okay. If you want to lick the spoon, it would be the same thing. Okay.
Nachinam, he wants it to. Why does the guy want to take it off later?
Oh, why does he want to take it later? He's licking the spoon. Okay. Chacham Kabbal Nesayim. All right, so you can leave over and do it later. Now, the Ramah here explains the method. Bitzarech l'sha'er ma'at yoyser mishir chala shemafrish kidei shiyove shirayim b'shar shemafrish. The Ramah here says that when you're going to leave over a piece for after Shabbos and you're going to separate after Shabbos, you have to, it's not enough, you leave over a piece, you take that piece and say Zulchala. That's not good. Let me explain. What's the din that you need Min HaMukif? Min HaMukif means, you separate Truma, you have to have everything there. you separate from it. Separate challah, you have to have the isa there and you separate from it. That din is a machlaikis, the Rambam and Ravid, Rashi and Tosfos, if that's a din Torah. The shita of the Rambam and Tosfos and Gittin Daf Lamed, he's talking about Truma, is that you need min hamukif, min haTorah. Why? The Torah says you separate Truma, says mimenu, you separate from it. Mimenu means it's there, you're separating from it. You don't take wheat and say zu truma, zu maaser, zu challah, if it's not together with the mimenu. You have to take it from it. So they hold that it's a din d'oraisa. The Ravid and Rashi in Chulin Daf Zayin says it's a d'rabbanan, that really min haTorah you don't need min hamukif. The whole din is a din d'rabbanan. And there's a shach later in Shin Lamed Aleph of Kut Mem Tes that says it's a d'rabbanan. Why? Because you should be able to measure the proper amount. Because ein yecholin la'amid ela b'mukif yachad. In order to do an amida, an estimation of how much to separate, the challah we don't separate an estimation. But truma, we give a 40th, a 50th, or a 60th. Maaser, a 10th. So the Shachti and Shin Lamed Aleph Mem Tes of Katan Mem Tes says Ein Mafrisha Ela Min HaMukif, that Kiven Sheitzricha Shir Min HaTorah Ein Mafrisha B'Mida Ela Ba'Imid L'Chaven HaShir and Yechon Lamed Ela B'Tokif M'Mukif Yachad. To make a proper estimation, you have to have it in front of you.
I have to help you with commas.
So, one second. So that's so we have a machloikis if it's the Raisa or if it's the Rabbanan. There's a sefer Lekhet Ta'omer in Hilchos Challah. It's a Rav Blau who wrote Piskei Choshen. It's a Zayde sefer. He reprinted it with notes. He makes a pshara. He brings a pshara bein hashitas that the taina is. It says mimenu. You have to separate from it. It says shomati. It doesn't say from where. That the din d'oraisa is that you have to separate something from something. In other words, what did the Ramah just say? Eating on Shabbos, leave over for after Shabbos. So you'll let eat. Your wife tells you, I've got to separate challah. Well, I don't remember to separate a challah. You say, no problem. Eat, leave over a piece. And after Shabbos, you separate. So the Ramah says, it has to be mimenu. You have to say, you have to leave over, so you separate something from something. There has to be something from something. That's a din d'oraisa. You can't eat everything and leave over just an amount that's exactly truma or challah and say zuchallah, it's not mimenu. But the fact that you need min hamukif, you need it from everything that you're being machshir, that is a din d'rabbanan. And that din d'rabbanan, we have a kula in chutz laretz that you don't need min hamukif. If it would be a d'oraisa, it would be a little harder to understand.
Mimenu
is the d'oraisa, and the min hamukif of everything, that's a d'rabbanan, so you shouldn't be able to be m'shayer. Okay? Is what you ate, or even if you have it somewhere else in a different building, it's also shalai min hamukif. That's what we just learned. No, the last drop, you have to give from there something. Okay, that's what we're saying. Ramah finishes v'davka le'isa sheneschayiv im chalazu. So we're learning the Ramah. Ramah says that now. Take a look. V'davka le'isa sheneschayiv im chalazu. This is davka dough that was neschayiv with this yachalif to shlamin amukim. Abul isa shenilusha b'fnei atzma. But like you say, 10 different women made chala. If you want to separate from one dough on another, you have to be makif them. Makif them means, we're going to learn later in Shechafei, you take the doughs and put them all together in one kli, or spread a towel over all of them to make them all one, and then you could separate. Shleimin amukif only works if it was originally one dough, so you could separate later. So I mentioned to you once that Rav Palm was noyig when he opened up a box of matzahs, that he would separate challah. He'd break off a piece of matzah just in case. It's very hard to give a hechsher on separating challah. So as a chumra, he would break off a piece and say zuchala. It would work for any challah that was in the same dough as that piece that he's breaking off. It would work on anything that's from the same challah, that piece that's broken off. But not, it doesn't help for everything. You can't go today, someone will go today, and may separate challah on all the dough that was ever made in Chutz La'aretz since Yidden went to Golus, from the Golus Vayez Rishon. So it doesn't work. He ate it, Chutz La'aretz, it works. So the Ramah says that it has to be from something that was nischayiv together.
Isn't the Rav Nohi plan on a box of pizza?
Pizza, you could do it also. It doesn't have to be a box. It could be a slice. Yeah.
Based on the amount, you just can't break.
You can say it'll cover everything that was with that. There was no shear. Remember, challah is no shear. Any amount is good. Let's finish the Shulchan Aruch, and then we'll go to the Mishnah Berurah. Ve'ena niteles ele min amokim. Back to the Shulchan Aruch. Kitruma. When you take it, you're supposed to take it min amokim. From min amokim is an expression, mimashu karav esamuch. It's all supposed to be together. Ve'ena niteles min hatar ala tame. You don't take truma chala from tohar on tame. L'chatchila. Okay, Avachalas Eretz Yisrael lo yoichalat shiyafresh. Ve'ena nitalas min hamukif b'truma, ve'ena nitalas min hatara l'tamei l'chatchila. V'chol shebetruma lo yitraim im tarmei netruma kapachala. Whatever the rules are by truma, b'di'eved, abaychala, v'chol shebetruma lo yitraim izalzeh kapachala, v'chol she'enechol truma yitraim chala, v'chol eichol truma yitraim chala. The basic rules are the same, at least in Eretz Yisrael. The rules for chala and truma are the same. We already had once in the very first gra a hekish of chala in the beginning of Ches Chala, a keitorimu gamatem. It's the first gra started that ketruma sagayr and keitorimu gamatem that were makish chala to truma. So that's how we know menamukif were makish chala to truma. Okay, shalom al Yisrael. It's an easy sif. The sif is saying bechatchila you need menamukif. You need. When you separate challah, everything should be together. Now, it's Yisrael, it's even b'di'eved. And as far as we're concerned, here in Chutz La'aretz, if you buy crackers from Eretz Yisrael, that's still Eretz Yisrael. But if you make a dough in Chutz La'aretz, so the dough has a din of l'chatchila, it should be min amukiv, and b'di'eved, it doesn't have to be min
amukiv.
Well, the hechsher covers the challah.
You assume
it does. If you want to be machmir, you could be machmir on whatever is in the keli, but not on things that are not in the keli.
How can he say that you could do it from tahar if there's no such thing as tahar today?
There is. We mentioned last time that if you're not machshel kabel tumah, if you have wheat and it was never made wet with water, so it's tahar. It's tahar bisman hazeh. Challah could be made with fruit juice. It could be tar. You can't separate min hatar al atame.
Right. So
there is tar. Why is there tar? Oh, the wheat is tar. When you grow wheat, it's tar. Unless you metame it. That's only if they have water in it. If they only have fruit juice, then it's not tame. You could have a dough that's tar. Right. It's possible. But it's not metame, so it's not moshul kabel tumah. Okay, it's not Tommy Mace, the last was an Ayala Mace. Yeah. It's presumably the same. I assume it's the same as Zeres HaKosov. The Imenu means that they have to be Shirayim. Shirayim Mikarim Kol.
I have to be one clean. It's only Kamov Sabuk, which means on one table, if you have 10 women, which one from different.
No, it's 10 different women. Alright, we're going to get to it at Simishin Chafei. Simishin Chafei is the din of Shiurim. And it's going to say they have to be Noigim Zemize, even though the parenthesis says Karav Esamuch. It has to be either touching or in one Keli.
I have a question on the matzah. Whether they do the matzah, they don't put all the matzah from the same time and in one box. So what is the help for the.
It helps for whatever's in his box. It doesn't help for what's else. No, it's not. The machine matzahs, if you're never in the factory, from when it's dough till it's in the box is about is less than 10 minutes. They make the dough, it goes on an assembly that flattens it out, and you say, you know, it's no person touches it, you know, it could be not Tommy Mace either, right? It goes, they put it in this gigantic vat, and it mixes the water, you push a button, the vat turns, it goes down to the, it starts on the third floor, and it goes down to the second floor, and there are rollers that make it flat, and it goes straight onto a table, and it goes straight through an oven, moves through an oven, and it comes out the other side of the oven, it goes down a chute, and it doesn't crack, it goes straight into a pile, and as soon as the sensor gets the weight, it goes to the next thing, gets put in a plastic bag, and then to a box. It's the same factory for Goodman's and Horace Margaretten. Just Goodman's, Goodman's. Goodman's goes into a plastic bag and then into a box, and Horace Margaretten goes into a box and then into a plastic bag. That's the difference. But it's the same thing. And the fact is, no human being touches it. So it's a complete dough. The box you bought is mixed. Most of us buy from the boxes that I want. Okay, the what? Yeah, you know something? I wonder where along the line they took the challah. You're right, they should have separated, take the challah. I guess they do. They do, yeah. Upstairs, yeah. On the third floor, okay. Okay. Okay, let me, I would like to learn with you the Mishnah Berurah, how he paskins. I'm not going to read all the Mishnah Berurah because most of it is not such a chiddush to us. We're learning the halachis, but there are a few points that are extremely important that he makes regarding the separating of challah. Now, I think you know that our minig in the matzah bakeries, it's not a requirement, but the custom is that each dough is made less than the sheer challah. Each mara they make flour, water. The kneader, he makes it into a dough, gives it to the fellow. They give it out, they roll it, and it goes through. There's no chi of challah yet because it's less than the sheer challah. When it comes out of the oven, they put it into a basket on wheels. They roll it later into the other room, and that basket is called tziruf sal. When you have something that's less than the sheer challah, and you take dough, or it doesn't have to be dough, it can be baked matzahs, each one is less than the sheer, and you mitzaref them in one box, you put them all together in a box, that's called tziruf sal. The sal is mitzarfam, then they become chayiv and challah. And after that, you separate challah. So the dough is made from something that's less than the shear. And since each one is less than the shear, the sal is mitzaref them l'challah. And that's the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. He says, Yitein kol ha-matzis b'sal, v'asal mitzarfan l'challah, v'zeu ha-derech ha-yoyser nochay. You don't want to, in a matzah bakery, you don't want to separate challah. You have to put it aside and it'll become chametz stick. Dough that stands becomes chametz stick. You don't want that. So aderech hayosin nachayim. That says I'm reading from the Shulchan Aruch is to do it. What? Well, it's just not practical. Eventually you're going to be mitzarif them. You're going to have them together.
Why can't you just take an
answer? Let me finish. Whatever question you have, maybe will be answered. Let me read the Mishnah Berurah. So he says you have to be mitzarif them in one basket. And that works. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Achein." However, im yesh b'chol isa shir challah, if you made those that are the shir challah, the pasuk Ramallah, come on, de'ein sarach tzir of tzal, then you don't have to mitzaref them. Who adin nigiyah lahadadi ein sarach, they don't have to even touch to separate from one to the other. Beik shemachem b'sal, beik shemunachim b'bayis, the habayis mitzarfan. He says that a house could also be mitzarefem to challah, even if it's in the same house. However, that's dafka if they're not each in their own keli. Then you have to do it tzirsal. So if it has a shirchala, so it's enough that it's in the same house. You can separate from one on the other, provided that they're not in separate kelim. Aval im ein b'chol isa shirchala, the way we make the matzis v'tzrichel nitziruf. Ain lo hakol avshay kelim suchin mukravim la'adadi elam ke yanicham b'teich sal echad ayichas alayim b'mapa. So Mishapura makes a chiluk. He says if the dough was originally less than the shear, you have to be machmir, you have to put them all in one keli or cover them all with one towel to be mitzar of them. But if they all had the shear, let's say a lady baked challah in a house, she's got separate challah, now she's got 10 challahs. So what do you have to do? So Mishnah Berurah says that even the house is mitzar of them, as long as they're not in separate kelim. If they're in separate plastic bags, so then you have to open them up and be mekar of them one to the other. But otherwise, it's not a kpeda. Let's say a woman forgot to separate challah, she puts all her challahs on the counter, they're all open, they're not in kelim. So Mishnah Berurah says that you don't need to be mitzaref them. If it was made in a dough that's shir challah, that's good enough. The minig, I think, is still to separate a towel over them and to do it that way, but it doesn't need the shir challah. It doesn't need a tziruf because each one was baked with a shir challah.
Why do we bake less than the shir then?
The reason we bake less than a shear is because if you're baking the shear, then the l'chatzil, you have to separate challah when it's dough. If you separate challah when it's dough, that's going to turn into chametz.
So what's in the Mishpura? Is he talking about the b'diavad if you did it?
He's talking afterwards, yeah. He's going on the Shulchan
Aruch. He had a big shear, so he made a big problem.
He's going on the case where it's already baked and you're mitzar. What?
Why should you be mitzar for the prison?
Forever, keep them separate. The question is, why not keep the matzah separate forever? It could happen that it'll come lidei chiyuv. It could be that they'll put matzahs in a box or in a large box, and something will be mitzar with them. You know, there's a big shiloh about a freezer. If people make things less than the shir challah, they stick it all into the freezer, and if the freezer is mitzar with them, we're going to get to it later in shichafei. People don't put things in the freezer unless they wrap it individually. Whether the individual wrapping helps to separate them or not separate them. Is that what
you
get to? They cover it. I'm not sure why they cover it. It's like the chayshish is a matzah that's outside of the box. I don't know, it protrudes a little. I don't know, the minig is that they cover it. Okay, you don't have to, if it's all in the basket, you don't have to cover it. The oven would, the truth is, the oven would be mitzar of them if you have the shear in one shot. I guess it depends how many matzahs fit in the oven in one shot. It may be right. It may be that it is. But I don't think that, certainly not 5 pounds of matzah in the oven in one shot.
Maybe.
5 pounds? Yeah, but they do 3 or 4 rows of 5 at the same time. So we're going to learn later. Tanner is mitzar. We're going to learn to begin with Shulchan Aruch Daled Sif Aleph. We'll talk about this year. We'll get to it in a moment. Anyway, so this is... What? You put a lot. They do. They fill up the box as much as they want. Yeah, it's fine. You could do that. There's no restriction on it. Okay, at any rate, this is the basic din of Bina Mukif, of Chutz Loretz, and that ends Shimon Shulchav Gimel. And now, the Shulchan Aruch dealt with the difference in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Loretz. It's basically all we learned so far in Shulchav Beis, Shulchav Gimel. So now we start from scratch in Shulchav Dalid with the rules of separating Challah. I'm sorry, in Shulchav Gimel, I wanted to point out to Bikurei Yosef, he just says what I mentioned, but I just want you to see it inside. The Birkei Yosef, that's the Chidah. The one that's Shulchan Gimel, Shulchan Aruch Yosef Aleph. He says, Aval Chalas Chutz Laretz, Chalas Eretz Yisrael lo yechal ad sheyafrish, Shachach laHafrish Chalah Beretz Yisrael Be'erev Shabbos, Ein takana b'shabes d'yisakein b'machshava. Harav Kiryas Mela. Gemara says that machshava works if you're thinking that the dough that's on the tzad mizrach, or the matzah that the chitim that tzad mizrach should be challah. So even though there a dava shebeleid helps, but it doesn't. You're not allowed to do it in Eretz Yisrael. He brings on Rav Kiryas Melech, Melech Rav, Chelet Beit Shuv Simetes, and another one in Eretz Yisrael, Kora Mikra, the Shakula Hafresh Kala, Ukvar Ochlu. Whatever's Eretz Yisrael, they already ate it. Roiva Pas, Bibli Das, Ashu Beretz Yafresh Mei Amoyser Alakol Gama Mash Ochlu Lasakem Mash Evshin. The Diaver Mafresh Lamin Amukiv Kolakamon Shin Lamin Al by Truma. He's saying in Eretz Yisrael, if it's Lachar Maisa, so then at least with the Eved, you should separate. You should separate afterwards.
You have to make sure you
okay, that's his what?
You have to make sure you have leftover.
You have to make sure if you have leftover. Yeah, right. Okay. So in Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't work because you have to be mafresh min amukif. You have to have everything there. But the Eved, we separate shalom min amukif. But lechatchila, that's the difference in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laaretz. In Eretz Yisrael, you're not supposed to eat it. It's like something not kosher. And you're not supposed to eat it till after. We learned last week, that, or 2 weeks ago, that it even if a blia goes into a keli, it asks the keli. The tevel is tevel. It's something not kosher. And therefore.
But it's not here. He ate it.
Therefore. Taka is strange. What can I tell you? Your mafresh are what's digested, right? It's not in the world. Chalas Chutz Laaretz, they were made. He said, it's Israel, it helps something. That's what he says. But yeah, but it helps a little. What? Mashafshir, yeah. Alright, Shikhav Dalit. Shir Chi of Chala, Uminim Mitztarfin, Vidim Pas Potish and Asarav Bechiyav. Alright, we're going to deal with two questions. What and how much? What is Chayiv and Chala? And how much do you need to be chayiv and chala? So the first line is en chayiv b'chala el chamishas minei tfua. If you make a rice dough or a corn muffin, today's corn muffins are made with wheat and they add a little corn flavoring. But if you have a real corn muffin that's made only with corn flour, so that's pata from chala, or made something from rice flour. All right, so it's part of Al-Khala. So Echai B'chal Al-Khabeshus Mine Tfua, what are they? So Shachalif brings Chitim, wheat, Sa'irim is barley, and then Kusmin Shibel is Shu'al V'Shifayin, Akabola, is that this refers to rye, oat, and spelt. These are the three, the five meanim, wheat and barley, rye, oat, and spelt. There was a tumult for a brief period of time regarding oats, whether it's true that oats is Shibela Shuel. There's a Dr. Felix in Eretz Yisrael who tried to show that they didn't have oats in the places. They didn't have oats then, and they made some sort of a tumult about it. So Shlomo Zalman wrote a tshuva about it, that even though Dr. Felix has rayas, but we have a clear Messiah, and the Messiah trumps all the rayas that a person could bring, and therefore it's oats. Now, Reb Chaim is mentioning oats are gluten-free. Now, oats are not really gluten-free. Oats have gluten, but oat is toasted before it's ground. And any time you toast something, you heat it up, it loses its gluten. It loses its nature of gluten. What?
How come the bread all has gluten in it?
Because the dough is made before they bake it. They usually bake it and then, if they're making the dough, and it's already the gluten is what multiplies, what spreads and becomes people who need gluten free usually take oat products. The title was, if oat is really gluten free, gluten is what makes it rise. So the Gemara says it has to be possible to become chametz in order to be matzah. If it can't become chametz, it can't be matzah. So one answer is that if you take oats and you don't toast them and you make a dough out of it, it'll be very sour, but it'll become chametz. It won't be edible. But it's possible to become chametz. I shouldn't say it won't be edible. It won't be tasty. But it is possible to make it. And the other time is that who says the definition of of chametz is exactly the way we think it is. Maybe if you toast it, maybe it is. We don't accept that if you toast it, you make a dough out of it, that it's that you can let it stay 18 minutes.
Spelt is a type of wheat.
Spelt is a type of wheat. That's what
there
I said.
Two categories.
Why are there two categories? Spelt being.
There are no two categories. Who said two?
Pizza.
There are five types of wheat. There's the feta, which is the standard wheat. Sirim, which is barley. And rye, oven, spelt.
I wonder if I this.
I'll call it five types of grain. Okay. So we're going to see in Sif Beis. All right, that's halacha number one. Halacha number two, the second line, Echayiv elachameshas reveyim. You're only chayiv echala if you have five quarters. What is five quarters? A reva is a reva hakav. Now, if you're like me, you go through yeshiva, lug, kav, bay, at least you know what it is. Lug, all these things, we don't really know what it is. So I tried to memorize that a revius is a revius halug. A revius, we all know, is about 3 ounces. So that means a lug is about 12 ounces. A Coke can. A can of Coke is 12 ounces. So a lug is about a can of Coke. Pepsi's probably about the same, right? And a kav is 4 lug. 4 lug is 48 ounces. Chameshas reveim is 5 quarters. 5 kavim, which is about 60 ounces in volume. Now, I want to say before, all the shurim are volume, not weight. This doesn't go by weight. All the shurim are volume. Volume means the displacement that you would put an egg into water, into a full container of water, how much water would be displaced, how much place did that take up. Now, you don't need water, just with liquid, it's easier to measure it in a square shape or in any shape you want. But it's a shear only in volume. There's no machlokes on the topic. And chameshas reveyim are 5 reva hakav, which is 5 lug, and a reva hakav is a lug. So 5 reva hakavs, which is 5 times 12 ounces, which is about 60 ounces of chumra. It's probably less lakula, but the displacement, so you can picture a can of Pepsi. Pepsi is 67 ounces. Or an oranges bottle is 59 ounces, right? So an oranges container, that's approximately the lechumra de kashir. Now, I want to be clear, because it's going to get confusing. That's lechumra the shear. In other words, if you say 3 ounces is a revius, so then that's the shear. If a revius is only 2 ounces, so it's 2/3 of that. That's the shear. Now, if you have a question about the shear weight, because I want to.
The volume makes a big difference. If you first rise, you don't poke that out.
All right. So I want to tell you something that's disturbing to me. I don't know the answer. It says here clearly that we're talking about flour. We're measuring flour, not dough, but flour. And if you read the Shulchan Aruch, it's absolutely clear. Look what it says. Ein chayiv al chamesha surveyim umida shemachzek es mem gimel beim v'chaymish beya memalin oisei kemach. You take that shear of flour v'oisei kemach hu shear chala, and that is the shear of chala. Ukshe memalin amida kemach, when you fill the container with flour tia mechuka v'loi gedusha. You know, flour, you can make a pile on top of the container. Mechuka means you flatten the top. How do you know if 43 eggs and a chaymish, which is gimel this year, this barbator rachayim, it talks to you about displacing it in water. Whatever that measure is. So it's very clear that it's flour, and that's the way we paskin. What disturbs me is that later in Sifyud Gimel, I don't know, I missed, somebody asked it. There's no more farsham of Sifyud Gimel. And later in Sifyud Gimel, it says, Isa Shein Ba Kashir, a dough that doesn't have the shear of challah. Ubeisa Fiyasa Tavcha V'godla Achenira Kilu Yesh Ba Kashir. And it rises. Now it has the shear. Ptura. It's still potter. Who adinim Tavcha Kaidam Afiyah. Who cares? We don't measure dough. We're measuring flour. What does Shulchan Aruch mean? Isa doesn't have the shear. When you bake it, it rises. So yeshkayach, it's petura. Of course it's petura. We go, the measure is a measure of flour, not of dough. Unless that's goof of shad in the Shulchan Aruch. It's coming lafuke. Someone would think that it goes by dough. I don't know. But it's clear that the shear is kamach and not dough. And that's the shear that we have. Now that, Shalom al Yisrael,
what
it's very clear.
Given,
we'll get to it. Right. Okay. You go at the time that you make the dough. The now.
Look at the bear of veil over there.
Yeah. Gamze sham tshuva saras and tam sham lahel b'shir b'shaschiyuva idan shetar l'mayim b'kemach. It means you go up as a kemach, I guess. That's what he's saying. Okay. Now, how much does that translate? So Amad Abar, people say that to make a bracha you need 5 pounds of flour, and to separate out a bracha it's 2.5 to 3 pounds of flour is the shear, and the tumul over the shear is all mistaivev on a tzlach, which is Noid Bihuda Mesechtes Pesachim, who made a tumul in the world over his discovery. Now I want to explain what he did. What the Tzlach did, Noid Bihuda, he said, look, Chazal give 2 ways to measure the shear. Eggs, displacement of eggs, and this is what we call the finger method. What's the finger method? Well, Chazal said a mikveh is 3 amas by an amma, square. That's a shear mikveh cubed, which is arba'im sa', which is 40 sa'. Now we know how much an amma is. We know how, we can break down an amma as 24 etzba'is. So we really have 2 ways of measuring the volume of water for a shear revius, or a log, or a kav, or a sa'. We have 2 ways of measuring it. We could do it with what we call the finger method, by using etzba'is, or we could use it by bayim, by displacement of eggs. So he said, I'll do both. He did both. He did it with the finger method, he did it with the egg method. And he found a difference which couldn't be explained away as an error. He found that by putting eggs and displacing it with eggs, you get half the amount that you get by using the finger method. That was the discovery of the tzlach. So tzlach said one or two things happened. Either fingers got bigger or eggs got smaller. One of the two. Something changed since the time of Chazal. He writes that it's not mistaver that fingers get bigger. I'm not sure what the Lashon means. Is in Skatnu Adiris. It doesn't get fingers don't get bigger like that. And eggs could change. Others write, because human beings' fingers are pretty much the same all over the world. Eggs, different places. Eggs are different sizes. It's mistaver that the fingers are consistent. The eggs are inconsistent. From here, the tzlach came with his chiddush, niskatnu abeyim, and the tzlach holds you have to double everything. Every shear, if someone gives a shear, he says, what's the shear of a kazayas? He holds up an olive, this is a shear of a kazayas, and everyone laughs. Of course it's a shear of a kazayas. So the answer is no. There was niskatnu. Things changed. And the shear is not a kazayas, not the size of a kazayas. Shear of a beya is not the shear of a beya. The tzlach holds you have to double everything. As we'll see in a minute, the Chassam Sofer in Tshuva Kuf Chav Zayin says he measured and the Tzlach is right. Pesachi Tshuva is going to bring a Gra who agrees, and they bring from the Shulchan Aruch Harav. There's a four Gedalei HaPaiskim. The Tzlach and the Chassam Sofer and the Gra and the Shulchan Aruch Harav who hold that we have a serious issue with our Shiurim. So let's first learn inside the Pesachi Tshuva Aleph. Pesachuva Aleph, Ayin B'Seif Etzlach HaPesachim Daf Kuf Yudvavam in Beis Shekosav the Nizbara Loi Api Abedida. It was clear to him, made clear to him by measuring Shabeyas HaMetzuyas Beineinu Habeyas Shleima Shalonu Hurakasi Beya Me Habeyas Shabem Shirei Torah. The eggs changed to the eggs that were the Shurim of the Torah. Ulechein Hoyamazir Shalmida Shemachsekes Mem Gimel Beim Shalonu Ikachalam Loi Bracha. He didn't want to be mekel, but he said, "Take what's off 43 eggs without a bracha." Achia kamidas pei vav bayim until it's double that. Oh, it's Yevarchu. So that's what we say, 5 pounds with a bracha. How many pounds without a bracha? Ukedai mishigam ben hogas agra reisi shakasav kain. Vayim b'sefer b'sefrayim atreifis sheherif binyunze. Ayin shom. So he brings the chumrah of the tzlach. Now, if you look in the Gilyan here on at the Marakayan, which is right alongside the Pesachei Tshuva on the Gilyan, he takes a little of the sting out of the tzlach. He says Marakayan simshukavtav Pesachei Tshuva is aleph. Now listen to this. He said to his Rebbe, the Tzlach, Ain kusha beemis achesh ben zeh. V'ishagayna now, because the tzlach haya oruch b'dayra. He was very tall. M'shichvay ulamayla gavayim mekol gavayim. He was taller than everybody. V'agoy gloy haya kafu mekol adam beinani. M'shal adam beinani. His fingers were double the thickness of other people. V'abakach b'fnei rabbi. He tiny this to his rebbe. V'nena le b'roi shevisachak. And he shook his head and left. So, this is not a nice thing to write. I don't know what to tell you. Like, none of you didn't know that he's taller than everybody, and his finger is twice. I don't know, you know. Mahavdil, I was, you know, I when my kids, I used to take them Chalmaya trips. I always insisted on going to science museums instead of adventure parks. You don't learn anything. At least a science museum, you learn something. Over the 10 years I was taking my children, science museums went for a place where they taught you things. To a place like, you know, as the years went by, the science museum had, what's his name, Shaq O'Neal? It has his sneaker. You know, it has his sneaker. That's the science, right? His sneaker. So maybe his finger tack is probably double somebody else's finger. But he knows it. They put it in the museum, you know. That's what they do. It's a, Shaq O'Neal is a fellow who's like 7 foot, did I say it right?
Okay. And most, he's a foot taller than you.
Okay.
5 to 10 to 10 to 10.
His head is swollen much more. I guess. Anyway, this tzlach is brought in some fascinating places. First of all, the Bir Halacha in Hilchis Pesach, in Hilchis Sukkis, some tough Reish Mem Ches, brings the Aruch Lener in Kuri Yaakov. What's the size, minimum size of an Esrig? How big does an Esrig have to be? Kibaya. Size of an egg. So he brings from the Bikurei Yaakov, from the Aruch Lener, Bal Nefesh Yachmir Al Atzmai, that your Esrig should be the size of 2 eggs. Double the size of an egg. To be Chayshish for the Tzlach. In the Bir Halacha, in Reish Ayin Aleph, in Ilchus Kiddush, the Bir Halacha brings the Tzlach, and his achra is to be machmir. He says, by the raisa you have to be machmir for sure. By the raisa, how much matzah you eat, you have to be machmir. By the rabbanon. Wine by kiddush is a rabbanon. Kiddush might be the raisa, but wine by kiddush is the rabbanon. Mishnah Brura says to be machmir 33%, that it increased 33%. He says that it's enough to be machmir that amount. That amount for a deraisa. I think that's why, when you see, I don't know for certain the reasoning, but when they print for Ramesha Shiurim, so appears Ramesha measured twice. In the original, which I think he did with the jumbo eggs, it said 3.3 ounces for Revius, for deraisa 4.4. And in the later editions, it said 2.9 is a Revius, for deraisa 3.9. I assume that's the reason he added 33% to the shear following the Bir Halacha. I don't know for certain, it's not a printed tshuva, but the numbers were printed in the Kaldaidi. I assume that that's the basis for his reasoning. The later editions, they were chayzer. I assume that they did jumbo eggs and then they went to the extra large eggs. Because we did it once in the yeshiva. We did the Mem Gamal Bayim. And What? Sexually is less, it went down. Jumbo is more than extra large. Jumbo is a larger egg than what they call the extra large egg. Whatever the reason is, I'm not. But the. What? The Marriott, it's. Look, it's not double. Double, you know, so it's maybe a little less. The Aedis, it's not the Marriott, it's the Chum Liava that he quotes. So it's not Mekubal. Most Paiskim who write about the Tzlach accept the Psak of the Tzlach, that it was the Shtanu Abayim, and the Igris Moshe and Arachayim Kufla Mitvav, Chelakav Kufla Mitvav brings the Tzlach. In a later volume, he brings it again. And the Tzlach is basically accepted, except that to say it's Mamish double, so there are those who go with less than that. So we say Shtan Abayim, we say the Shtan Wazayim, so you need two Zayim. But to say the Shtan are people, that we don't say, because we see the inconsistency of the two. What? The Tzlach here is a Kula that you don't have to separate Chala, but he's only Machmir not to make a bracha. So he's really Machmir not to make. The truth is, it causes very big problems. Let me explain to you. In your house, this potentially causes a big problem. I'll tell you why. Let's say the wife doesn't make 5 pounds of challah. Who needs so much challah every Shabbos? So she goes, a bag is 5 pounds. Let's say she uses half a bag. Let's say, just for argument's sake, she takes 3 pounds of flour, she makes challahs for Shabbos, and she separates without a bracha. Because like the tzlach, you don't need. If not for the tzlach, you would need. She separates. Now think about this for a minute. She has challah, and let's say she made five challahs. She only needs four for Shabbos. She puts one away. Puts one in the freezer. The next week, she bakes again. So she bakes challahs. And this week, she's having a lot of gas. So she bakes the 3 pounds. She needs all the five challahs. She pulls out of the freezer the one or two challahs left from last week and has them all together. You realize it could cause a problem like the tzlach. Because if everything was pachas mekashir when you separated challah, you would separate challah l'chumra without a bracha. It was pachas mekashir. Now, when you're going to put them all together, you're being mitzaref, and maybe now it's going over the measure of a shear of challah. At least in theory, it could cause a problem. Now, in practice, it doesn't happen. People don't put all seven challahs together in one container. But in theory, when you separate challah l'chumra, you have to remember you're only separating l'chumra, not l'kula.
So maybe is it a problem? Then you have to take against.
Forget the problem, you have to separate again. It becomes kind of challah. Well, it's always the Rabbanan and Chutzlar. It's makes a chiyuv of the Chalashitas. It makes a chiyuv of the biggest shear. Alright, now this issue. Because of the Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha writes at the end, he brings a tzlach, says the derises be machmir. Then he says, he doesn't explain where he got it from. He says, the Rabbanon's a revius is 1.5 bayim. A revius is displaced with 1.5 bayim. Dailonu, that's I think his lashon, Reshai and Alps if you give one, the Bir Halacha. Dailonu to be machmir shtei bayim. Instead of 1.5 is a revius, 2 eggs, displaced 2 eggs is a revius. He says, that's his lashon, I think. Dailonu. To say this cotton a little bit, but not a lot. That's where he gets. Now, all right. This is the the long and short of it. First of all, let's learn the Ramah. There's one last kasha I want to add. The Ramah at the end of Sefal Kliya Mazik Esra Spice Al Esra Spice Broim Sholish Spice V'Chia Setzva B'Karev Hushir Chala V'Chei Nida Sheish B'Zayin Spice Pachas Beis Chia Setzva Al Zayin Spice Chia Setzva. The right Zayin is vice chair sets, but who Oimer, that's the Oimer of the Torah, Chos Beis Elohim Rechiv Gaidel Shoyah. Now, the Oimer is what fell for Truma, for Mon, and that's where we get the Shear of Oimer, and that's where the Shear basically comes from the Torah. Take a serious side. Now, there are two Nakudas here. First, the easier one is the first shach. The shach says, why 43 bayim? The shach brings kaminyan chala. Gematria chala. Thank you. Kaminyan chala.
Which shach?
base. Kimiya chala. What happened to the fifth? He says, Ularemes chai mishyeshe b'seif tevas chala. Explain this to Shach. Very hard to explain. Let me say, Kimiya chala. Ularemes chai mishyeshe b'seif tevas chala. Sheyachtev hey, v'minya mem gimel, elo b'tevas chala. You can't write a hay unless you write chala. Sharim yavshtikhav, you take away the hay. This shall be yotzalamet ches. With the hay, arichal. What does he mean to use the hay twice? So the Pesach Shuvah brings, they explain. See, one of the Meram is 43. You don't have to write ches lamet hay. You can write mem gimel. Write mem gimel. You can write lamet zayin vav. Right? There are a lot of ways to do it. So he says that it was used ches lamet hay, dafka. E'ef shalichtai the hay at the end of a gematria 47, at least the three letters, unless you have a hay at the end. So chala is 43 and a fifth. And here is a issue which seems to be a very serious issue in numbers. A lug is six eggs, six bayim. One lug is six bayim, and there's one nekuda I forgot to mention. Rabbi Yaakov asked where the Mishnah Berurah gets the idea that the tzlach to lower it. I should have mentioned we have a Kabbalah that the Beis Habliyah, according to most Rishayim, the Beis Habliyah is mazik kibeya. The throat could swallow maximum effort, could swallow the size of an egg, could swallow the size of an egg. The Mishnah Berurah says if the tzlach is right, that means the Beis Habliyah can hold two eggs in one swallow. He says that's too much. Two eggs in one swallow. What? So that's the Mishnah Berurah's taina on the shear of the tzlach that it was double. He says it's just too much. The Beis Habliyah doesn't hold that much. It just doesn't hold that much. Anybody I can't resist. Anybody know, does the world's cool hand Luke mean anything to anybody?
Yeah.
So remember with the eggs?
50 eggs.
Yeah, 50 eggs, okay.
But he ate them one at a time.
Bikiyas, you shall go off.
He ate them one at a time.
What?
He ate them one at a time, not 50 at a time.
Yeah, he only ate one at a time. But anyway, what? Hatu, but not in one shot, the hatu eating kata. Okay. Now, one minute. Let me finish this up. I want to dismiss the class. Give me a second. One second. The kasha is this. Now listen carefully. A lug is six eggs. That means a kav is 24 eggs. It's 24 bayim. If a kav is 24 bayim, how much is chameshas rivei kav? 5/4 of a kav is 30 bayim. So the Shulchan Aruch doesn't make sense. It says chameshas riveim. 5/4 of a kav, which is 5 times 3 eggs, is 30 eggs. Then he says, Mem Gimel Bayim. And then he says, 43 eggs. Big difference between 30 eggs and 43 eggs. The whole calculation seems to be, the words are just not consistent. And that seems to be an issue. The Aruch HaShulchan addresses it here at length. And the Aruch HaShulchan explains what it says in the Gemara, that the measure of the Midbar was changed. The measure of the Midbar was changed when they got to Yerushalayim, that Midas Yerushalayim, Midas Babel, things were changed. The language, Chameshas Reveyim, remains. When I say it's 30 eggs, that's Kafi, all the Shinuyim. But in the original Shir, it was 43 eggs. So 43 eggs is 43 eggs. The name, Chameshas Reveyim, is really not the right measurement. So that's what it says in Aruch HaShulchan. So, Laibasi Allahoyer, I would like to give homework if someone will do it. I don't. The Tzlach says that the Bayim today are smaller than the Bayim that they had once upon a time. And if you measure displacement of eggs against the finger method, I don't know, everybody here, Baruch Hashem, has seven fingers. Make a cube of seven fingers. Oops, seven fingers by seven fingers. And what were you just picturing? That the shear we calculated, when we were calculating Revias HaKav, which is the smaller amount, 30 eggs. So we calculated a 60-ounce container. Is a 60-ounce container half of seven etzbayis by seven etzbayis? 60-ounce container of orange juice. If you were to make a cube out of 7 fingers by 7 fingers, it's just not so big. 7 fingers, right? By 7 fingers, you make a cube out of it. So it's not going to be twice the size of a 60-ounce container of milk, a 60-ounce container of juice or whatever it is. And certainly, if that's only 30 bayim and you need mem gimel bayim, it's certainly not that way. So in practical terms, it's very hard to see where the tzlach is coming from. And Rav Moshe, Nigris Moshe, Kuf Lamed Vav, or Chaim Alef Kuf Lamed Vav, he says, I don't know, why are people making a tumul about the shear of an amma? I'm not talking about it here, I'm talking about an amma. Everybody has fingers, that's Rav Moshe, right? It's very easy to measure with fingers. He says, I measure with fingers all the time, and it's 21 1/4 inches is an amma. Everybody has fingers, you can measure, you can write a tshuva. Rav Moshe was shorter than everybody, and his fingers were smaller than everybody. But he says, I don't understand. It's easy to measure fingers. If it's easy, let's do it. Take Zionist boys, or Zionist boys, or Zionist a cube. It's hard to understand where's the tzlach coming from. The biggest finger that you have. And it's the width. The width of a finger. So it's very, I don't know, it's a little hard to understand where he's coming from. Yeah. I will continue Yitzhak Hashem next week. Sorry.